This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
You have the choice. Do I want to lose to this man I've created and I've built? Do I want to lose to him, or do I want to beat him or compete with him?
Your enemy is the version of you which doesn't take shit. Your enemy is the version of you which goes to the gym every single day. And if you've done this correctly, then what you should be doing by now is thinking of him permanently. Every single time you go to the gym and you haven't done that one extra rep, he did. Every single time you don't feel like doing something, you have to think, yeah, but he would do it. If you truly constructed him the way you should, he should be crossing your mind with every single thing you do.
You want to become a hero, you need someone to battle against. This is who you're battling against. You're battling against a better version of yourself, a version of yourself that doesn't succumb to how he feels, but does what he's supposed to do anyway. Your villain's going to be a clone of you. But what your villain's going to have is he's going to have some things you don't have. And your villain is going to be the person who basically, without requirement for motivation, without requirement, without being, no matter how he feels that day, no matter how stressed he is from work, regardless of what happens to him, your villain's going to be the guy who always does exactly what he wants to do. So your villain's going to be the guy who goes to the gym regardless of how he feels. Your villain's going to be the guy who approaches every beautiful girl he ever sees and says, hey, I really think you're beautiful. Goes over to him and talks to him. Your villain's going to be the guy who asks for a raise at work. Your villain's going to be the guy who does everything he wants, regardless of how he feels, regardless if he's not motivated or not, regardless if he's shy to talk to that girl or people are watching or his ankle hurts, he doesn't want to go to the gym, whatever. Or his boss is, he thinks his boss is going to fire him. Your villain is that dude who does anything he wants to do. When I was training for a fight, the reason I'd always go train is because I knew my enemy was training. But when I stopped fighting professionally, I thought, well, what enemy do I have? And I realized I had to create my own. So when I don't feel like going to the gym, I imagine I've built my own enemy. I won't even list all the things that my enemy has. He has a whole bunch of shit I don't have. And he would be an impossible, nearly impossible person to be. But when I sit and I don't feel like going to the gym, I know my enemy's training because he trains no matter what, regardless of how he feels, regardless if he's pissed off or if there's traffic or it's raining or he's tired. My enemy trains. When I see a girl and she's beautiful but all her friends are there, I'm afraid they're gonna laugh at me, my enemy wouldn't give a f- go over there anyway. That's who he is. He's a man. This guy you're building, your arch nemesis, you have to write down every single quality about this guy. What he does. He goes to the gym every day, 6 a.m. He doesn't watch TV. He doesn't eat junk food. He goes up to beautiful girls, etc., etc., etc. 25 or 30 points long. Because this is going to become your enemy. And the crazy thing about all of this is that this person is you. This person is you. It's just you with a little bit of a different path or a different take on life. It's you who's the person who does whatever he's supposed to do regardless of how he feels. It's you with an iron mind. This is the exact point of it. The reason creating this enemy is so important, and the reason viewing him and seeing how he sees the world and understanding how important and powerful this person is important, is because that person is you. That person is you who does what he's supposed to do without fail. That's all it is. And when you truly, truly put this person together and you truly, truly understand him and you find out what you could be and you find out what you're battling against, you're going to become far more difficult to demotivate. It's going to be much harder for someone to say to you, don't go to the gym, because you're going to know, well, my enemy, this guy, give him a name, whatever. This dude's going to the gym. That's why he looks how he looks. And that's who I'm being compared to. So I have to go to the gym. Oh yeah, but you know, I'm tired. Well, you don't go then. My training partner doesn't want to go. Fine, you don't go. I am going. I'm not the guy who's going to let this man beat me. And you have to start comparing yourself to this guy.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
In every single facet, I still do it to this day. I compare my bank balance to this guy's and he's killing me. I compare my body to this guy's, he's killing me. I compare so many things about myself. You guys may look at me and go, oh, Tate, millionaire, girls, this, that, that. I'm still comparing myself to this person I've created. And I know that I'm losing. And that's what drives me forward. That's why I don't miss the gym. That's how I find a way to make money. That's how I do whatever it takes to succeed because I know who I'm battling against. Most of you guys have no enemy. You have no enemy. Or you have an enemy, which is somebody else. You're looking at Justin Bieber or Drake or some shit. That's not gonna motivate you, that's pointless. It's not gonna help you. Or you have no enemy at all, you have a support structure around you and you have people say, oh, you're great just the way you are, you know, you're beautiful just the way you are, and you're sitting there and living in your little comfort zone, like a little bullshit.
I stand in the mirror with a pure heart. I know I am the best version of me that could possibly ever exist. I know that God is proud of me. There's nothing that God hates more than sloth and laziness. If God were to create a man and that man were to sit around and do fuck all, God will frown upon you. It's why you're never lucky. If you're listening to this and you think I'm never lucky, I'll tell you why. Because God dislikes you because you're lazy. Start to work. Start to show God the beauty of his own creations. You'd be amazed how lucky you'll become. Wow. God is unhappy with these people. And inside their hearts, they're unhappy. We talk about depression, anxiety, all those things you mentioned earlier on this podcast. That comes from self-loathing. You loathe your own weakness. You loathe your own laziness. This is what all of these things are. I don't feel depression. How can I feel depression when I'm the most powerful version of me that I could ever fucking be? How can I feel depression when I could squeeze my own hand hard enough to break my own bones? How can I feel depression when I've smashed and destroyed 68 people's faces in front of me, men who thought they could test me in fair combat? How can I feel depressed? It's impossible. Do you understand?
Right.
What I do is I allow my enemy to manipulate me on purpose, and then I use my mind to break the trap and punish the perpetrators. I will sit on TikTok for a day, and I'll just enjoy TikTok. And by the end of the day, I'll watch myself, how quickly I'm looking to be entertained, how little time I give a video, how fucked up I am. And then I'll blink and I'll cure my fucking brain. You must allow yourself to be manipulated and you must fix it, all of it. Then blink and cure your brain. It's a conscious decision. You're letting other people control your mind.
It's all distraction.
The Matrix is trying to control your mind. They're very good at it. That's what they do to control all of us. You have to break the trap. If you cannot control your own mind, let me make this point because it's extremely important. If you cannot control your own mind, then you are just a feather in the wind of life because your own mind is the only thing you can control. You can't control the weather. Right. You can't control other people. You can't even control whether your heart stops beating. You might have a heart attack tomorrow. You can't control anything besides what you think. If you cannot control your own mind, then you go through life with zero control, zero influence. You can't control anything. You're just a feather in the wind waiting for life to blow you from happy place to sad place to happy place to sad place, completely hoping on the gods to be fortunate to you because if any genuine discomfort comes your way, you're fucked. It is trained like everything else in life. If you find yourself unable to focus or concentrate on tasks, you must blink and cure your brain. If you find yourself unable to go and dedicate yourself to something you don't want to do, you must blink and cure your brain. Because all of our minds have been under constant assault for years. The way the mind functions, the way people interact, has changed so significantly in the last 10 years, you wouldn't believe. Everyone's mind is fundamentally fucked. All of it. Look at me. I'm a guy who decided to conquer social media. I blinked. I cured my brain. I used basic indefatigability. I used perspicacity. I used compendiousness. I used my mind and I focused and I fucking conquered the world in a few short months. It's not difficult. There's just no competition because everybody's fucking distracted. They're getting distracted by this, distracted by that, watching fucking Netflix, jerking off to Pornhub like fucking jackasses. It's so easy to win if you can control your own mind. But it seems that nobody fucking can. And that's how the people who run the world keep the world running, because they have all the slaves exactly where they need them to be, permanently distracted and semi-depressed, working their ass off in jobs which will never satisfy them and never pay enough money. That's the Matrix. It's just, the only hope you have is to cure your brain, see the attacks which are coming from the Matrix, get a strong network of individuals, and then learn how to escape. Most people are so deep inside of their programming. What did Morpheus say in the Matrix? Most people are so hopelessly dependent on the system, they will die and fight to defend it. Most people will sit here and pretend that the world they live in is just and fair because they are fucking slaves, slave-minded. And to break the slave mind, to truly resist the programming, you have to understand what's happening to you. And this is only the beginning. I could talk about this for hours and hours and hours. But the basic answer to everything is you must control your mind.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.